This is Earth and Sky. Most of us in the U.S. think of nature as a safe place, something to enjoy, a place for recreation.
But in poor countries, human well-being is closely tied to the natural world. That's according to John Mutter, deputy director of the Earth Institute at Columbia University in New York.
If an El Nino comes through this country, somebody has to tell you, right? You don't know that it's happened. Well, in northeast Brazil, there's droughts that lead to famine that lead to, still today, to starvation. And that's because the base conditions in those areas are so poor that the natural perturbation that we call El Nino is capable of bringing drought that matters to people who live there.
Mutter says the world's poorest people have few options for adapting to changes in natural conditions. They might not be able to plant different crops or build disaster-resilient structures. Scarcity to the world's poor often means more time spent foraging for food and fuel. That's a marked contrast with how natural disasters affect the developed world.
Even if it rains a lot or there's drought in this country associated with an El Nino, we're economically robust enough that we can get through it. I mean, we just lost a city in New Orleans, and the stock market doesn't know about it, right? The economy didn't notice the loss of New Orleans.
For more, come to earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird with Joel Block for Earth and Sky.